We are beginning this hour yet again, though, with the very latest out of Ukraine. Russian forces have now taken the first major city in the country, what the southern city of Kherson, now under Russian control. And that has led to fears that other cities may follow quickly. Russian troops have now surrounded the port city of Mariupol, which is seen as key strategically, with the city located between the Russian border and Russian-controlled Crimean Peninsula. In the capital of Kyiv, that convoy of Russian military vehicles remains roughly 18 miles outside of the city center, according to British intelligence officials. Ukrainians continuing to put up fierce resistance, but we have seen the Russians stepping up their assault. Away from that, the second round of talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials have now begun in Belarus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky holding his first press conference today since the fighting began, reiterating that Ukraine is calling for an immediate ceasefire. And the United Nations now says 1 million Ukrainians have fled the country, making this Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. And Brian, as we continue to watch those headlines coming out of the region, I know you've got a close watch on the market action as well. Some interesting moves, but really it is about the commodity space here, especially oil, given the spikes we've seen over the last few days.
Yeah, Kiko, and let's get right into it with the Wi-Fi Interactive. You can see oil, as you highlighted at the top of the show, really being the big mover. Right now, we're seeing WTI crude oil futures at around $109 a barrel, but you can see that overnight, it really got as high as almost $117 a barrel. Of course, we've seen a lot of the price movement decline through the beginning of this morning. Same story really with Brent crude oil, currently at $111 per barrel. Let's call it $112. But again, was as high as almost $120, again, with some of the price action coming back down over the course of this morning. But also want to call attention to action in the FX markets with the Russian ruble in focus. Really, the story here is that the devaluation against the US dollar is continuing, with one US dollar now getting you about 109 Russian rubles. But really, it's interesting to see how, even though despite the bounce back that we had seen in U.S. equities market, a lot of the acceleration that we have seen in the Russian ruble in terms of the devaluation against the U.S. dollar has come as of late. In fact, it was actually not so long ago, only a few days ago, that we were at about $98 in terms of Russian, or rather 98 Russian rubles to a single U.S. dollar. A lot of that coming as Fitch and Moody's downgrade the Russian sovereign debt to junk status. And then one last thing I want to highlight here when we talk about some of the big markets, obviously exchange-traded funds that are exposed to Russian stocks, very much in focus as the Moscow exchange remains closed. Take a look at the VanEck Vectors Russia ETF, down 75% over the last month. Same story with BlackRock's offering, which is called the, ERUS, which again is their iShares MSCI product. A lot of focus on the inability to sell Russian securities because the exchange is closed. Keep an eye on these ETFs as we continue to get more headlines out of Russia and Ukraine. But again, Akiko, a lot of market action on this Thursday.